This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But let's be joined right now by our next guest. He covers the Washington football team for NBC Sports Radio in Washington. His name is Tim Murray, joining us on the show. Tim, really appreciate you coming on.
No problem, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's start with this. What have the last 7 days been like when it was obvious that this day was coming for the Washington NFL team?
Yeah, it's certainly been interesting, to say the least. Thinking back, I was on, you know, I've as we've all done probably throughout our careers, I've kind of changed my my focus, even though I've always been here in Washington, D.C. So I remember 5 or 6 years ago when this was really being hammered home, and the Redskins or Washington came out and was adamant they were not going to change the name. There was a Washington Post survey that polled Native Americans and found that, you know, the majority of them weren't offended by the name. So, you know, once they got past that, honestly, I kind of felt like, well, maybe this name is here to stay. And then it really just ramped up fast. And I'm sure we'll get into this, but, you know, before, and I think majority of people are smart enough to recognize, but do not give Daniel Snyder, the owner of Washington, any credit for this. And in the statement they put out today, multiple times, it was pointed out twice that they put in that the investors in front of fans. I mean, this all came down to money. FedEx was ready to pull. Multiple owners were ready to leave, and they may still leave. 3 minority owners reportedly wanted out prior to the name change. So that's really what it came down to. But yes, your question about these past 7 days, it ramped up fast. And then once we heard that 3 minority owners wanted out, it was just inevitable when this thing would ultimately happen.
Tim, let me ask you this. Why was Daniel Snyder so hell-bent and steadfast on keeping this as the name, where I know that the last 6 months have been very different in terms of the public consciousness when it comes to this issue, but it's not like this name change idea just popped up overnight. People have been talking about this for the last 7, 8 to maybe 10 years. Why was he so hell-bent on keeping the name what it was?
Good question. I don't know if it was – I think, you know – Daniel Snyder is, to say not well-liked, maybe an understatement in town. I mean, since he's taken over this franchise, he's essentially run one of the most history-rich franchises into the ground. It's an embarrassment. And, you know, you look at they are in the same name. And this is coming from a Redskins fan. I mean, I grew up in this area. I wasn't maybe as diehard as some, but, you know, certainly have followed this team my entire life. But my hunch is, guys, that the reason that he was so hell-bent to keep this name was, I think he recognized this might be the last saving grace. You know, maybe this will help him, save face, so to speak, with the fan base, because the product in the field has not been good. I mean, the number I always throw out there, you know, since Washington won their last Super Bowl, which is the 91 season, they have not had an 11-win season or better. They are the only team in the NFL to have that marker, that they have not won 11 games or more in almost 3 decades, and the majority of that is under his reign. So I think that would be why he was so adamant on keeping the name. for as long as he did. But you know, he has come. It came down to the point where he basically was. They forced his hand. I mean, 40% of this ownership wanted out, reportedly, and including FedEx. You know, FedEx Fred Smith, who said, you know, you change this name or, you know, we're pulling.
Tim, the Chiefs have won at least 11 games, 5 out of the last 6 years. I'm not saying, I'm just saying, I'm just bringing it up since you did. So what's the leader in the clubhouse right now for the new name? And is that something ultimately that Daniel Snyder gets to make the decision on, or somebody else?
It says, you know, in their very, very brief statement, which didn't even have a quote from Dan Snyder, which is just so fascinating. I mean, you've got an owner who this might be the biggest decision of his entire ownership to right? I mean, he's changing a name of the franchise, and there's not even a quote from him in the release from the team. But apparently it's, you know, Snyder and Ron Rivera working closely. I'm sure there will be other people, but those are the two mentioned in the release. And I have no idea. I really don't. You know, my hope, honestly, is just keep the color scheme. I think burgundy and gold to me is unique. And you know, look, I've got a lot of friends that are frustrated with the name change. They don't agree with it. I don't care. My mindset had been for years. If Redskins offended a Native American, you know, then I would be open to changing it, because, you know, we can't sit here and say, well, you know, 90% of people in a Washington Post poll said it wasn't offensive. Well, then 10% were offended, and those were, you know, those are Native Americans who are bothered by it. So, you know, I have never really had an issue with it. I cheer for teams from my hometown. I cheer for the Washington, D.C. teams. So the nickname to me, personally, this is how I feel, really wasn't that big of a deal. Ultimately, if it gets changed, I do hope that the color scheme stays the same. That would be nice. I think that kind of is that mindset. But, you know, people have said Warriors, Red Wolves has gotten some run, which kind of sounds, I mean, no offense to Arkansas State, but doesn't it sound like an AAU basketball team? Hey, the Red Wolves are coming to play. So I don't know about that. Red Tails has gotten some run because of its history with aviation and the Tuskegee Aviators, you know, back in the day. So I believe that's gotten some run. I mean, it's really anyone's guess, but you know, there's one guy out there, and it's an interesting story, that has taken all these names and has trademarked them all. So whenever they come to a name, they might have to buy out some, like, random dude from Northern Virginia who has trademarked all of these potential names.
Yeah, I actually just bought WashingtonRedLobsters.com and WashingtonRedTubes.com, so I'm hoping one of those hits. We're talking with Tim Murray here on The Drive. I know the Chiefs fans will be pissed off if eventually, and they probably will, come calling for the Chiefs name, and I understand it's different if you're a Native American versus just a football fan, but what's the general public think about this? Because, again, speaking for the Chiefs fans that I talk to every single day, I know that this would be met certainly with some sort of criticism. A team that they've rooted for by name for years is about to be changed.
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, I can't speak for all of them. Certainly I've seen plenty of fans frustrated and upset. But I think the biggest difference between the Chiefs and the Redskins is, well, one just won the Super Bowl and one hasn't done anything in essentially 30 years. I'm 32 years old. I mean, I was born in the Washington, D.C. area, and I don't remember anything positive about this football team, honestly. I mean, the RG3 year in 2012 was fun, and then that went out in flames. I mean, there's been a couple up, you know, positive. They haven't made an NFC championship since that 91 team. So I think the biggest difference is, you know, right now, I mean, if you look back at last year, guys, just look at the crowd shots from Redskins games. I mean, there was nobody there. The fan base has been so, you know, frustrated that they're not willing to spend their hard-earned money. I mean, it's a vast difference from a shot of Arrowhead on Sunday afternoon. The TV ratings in town are dreadful, you know, for a Sunday afternoon Redskin game. You know, they were at times getting beat out by the 4:25 Eastern NFL, you know, game on Fox. So I think it's just it's a bit of a different. I think if you polled Redskin fans, because right now I don't know how familiar you guys are with where FedEx Field is located. It's in a terrible location. There's nothing around it. It's an awful experience. You know, getting in and out is no fun. The old stadium where they had winning and success, RFK Stadium, was in Washington, D.C. So I think if you ask fans, hey, at the end of the day, the stadium gets to go back to Washington, D.C. in the city limits, but you have to change the name. I think they would take the stadium on the old site of RFK over the team name. That's my hunch. I think it would be a close poll, but I think ultimately all the losing that has gone with this franchise for almost three decades, to me, you know, if this team is winning in 4 or 5 years, guys, then who cares what the name is? They're doing something they hadn't done in basically a generation. I mean, there's a generation of fans in this town that don't know what winning is for the football team.
That is Tim Murray. He is based out of our nation's capital at NBC Sports Radio with the top story of the day in sports. Tim, really appreciate you coming on. Thanks a lot.
You bet, guys. Anytime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.